Unit 6, page 56. Exercise 2. Read.
Small talk, big problems. Marco, a new immigrant from Chile, works in a factory during the day and takes college classes at night. Shortly after starting at work and at school, he has two confusing experiences. One evening, he sees an American student from one of his classes walking toward him. As the student comes closer, Marco says, "Hi." The student responds with, "Hi, how are you?" But instead of waiting for Marco's answer, the student keeps on walking. Marco is confused and wonders, "Why does my classmate dislike me?" At the factory, Marco sits down to have lunch with a group of co-workers. He introduces himself and talks a bit about his family, and his co-workers do the same. At the end of lunch, an American co-worker says, "It was nice to meet you, Marco. Let's get together sometime." A week goes by. Marco sees the woman every day, but she never talks about seeing him or getting together with him outside of work. Marco wonders, why did she lie to me? Are Marco's conclusions correct? Does his classmate dislike him? Is his co-worker a liar? In both cases, no. Neither the classmate nor the colleague was trying to be rude. The problem in these scenarios was that Marco was unaware of the difference between the speaker's words and their intentions. Marco did not know that "how are you," "let's get together," and similar expressions are actually a form of small talk. "How are you?" and "how are you doing?" are not real questions. They are greetings, similar to hello. A speaker who uses these expressions does not expect an answer beyond "fine, thanks." Likewise, "let's keep in touch," "I'll call you," or "let's talk soon" are not invitations or promises to get in touch. They are simply polite ways of closing a conversation. But if Americans don't mean what they say, how can you know when they are truly interested in knowing about your health, or when they're sincerely looking forward to meeting you again? Watch their behavior. If the speaker makes eye contact and waits to hear your answer, chances are they are asking a real question. In the second case, you can recognize a real invitation if the speaker makes an appointment with you for a specific day and time. The lesson to learn from Marco's experiences is that it isn't always enough to understand the words that people use. You have to know the intention or purpose behind them as well.